Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about a big event happening this weekend from the Oscoda Sauble Chamber of Commerce is Rose Fulton. How are you, Rose?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Kevin?
Doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on. I know, busy time. Today's Friday, and we're heading into the weekend, and I think you guys got something going on, don't you?
Well, just this little thing. Yeah, Paul Bunyan Festival. I don't
That's
know if you've
it.
Heard about Paul Bunyan before, but he's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And so we like to celebrate the fact that we are the home of Paul Bunyan.
Right.
And so we are having our annual festival this weekend, starting tonight.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Gates open. The carnival starts at 4 p.m.
Okay.
I'm sure everybody's gone by and seen the fields.
Yeah.
And they start to set up and everything, and all the kids drive by on the school buses and with their faces plastered to the window. And
that's right.
We're all pumped up for it.
That's right. That would be kids of all ages, Rose.
Yeah.
Even those not on the school bus who are looking forward to it. The carnival opens at 4 today, and then the hospitality tent for that older generation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Adults only. So
yeah.
That's going to be some entertainment. The front man for the Legionnaires, who's actually playing on Saturday, live music on Saturday, is going to DJ for us on Friday. Just some kind of light entertainment. He's going to take requests, so we're going to be able to sing and dance and have some adult beverages, and that's from 6 until 10 p.m.
All right, and that happens tomorrow night, also from 6 until 10.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, very good. Then Saturday, a full day. Man, you get started early because there's all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, it starts at 9 a.m. We open up Bunyan Town, all the civic clubs and organizations, and the craft and food vendors. The carnival opens up at 11 a.m., but the field opens up at 9, and we've got all kinds of stuff going on. Chainsaw carvers, I'm so excited for that.
Yeah.
We've got 6 really great chainsaw carvers coming in. And they're going to be working all day Saturday for a competition piece that will be judged on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And selling some of their things. And then Sunday they're going to do a quick carve and an auction. And the Boy Scouts and the Lions. Oh, the Lions are doing their huge raffle.
Right.
And that's pretty exciting. They're going to draw for that at 5 on Saturday. Oh, and the car show.
Yes.
Registration starts at 8.
Okay.
So much going on. Yeah, car show starts at 8. You're going to be there.
I am going to be there.
Yeah.
From 10 till noon. I'll be out there, as a matter of fact, talking about all this great stuff that's going on. That's kind of why we wanted to get the word out ahead of time, so people will know what's going on and come on out and see their favorite part.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's going to just be a ton of things to see. You could be there all day.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff to do for all ages, things to drink and eat and see and buy and... Yeah, all kinds of stuff going on, so we're really excited. It's a $5 admission fee for a button, and that's to get on the field. That's all weekend. $5
Wow.
For a button for the whole weekend to get on the field.
Man.
And kids 16 and under are free.
Oh, 16, that's nice.
I know.
Yeah.
That's not even a kid, really. That's, half of an adult. So
right,
we're being pretty liberal with that, but we just want everybody to come out and enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, as you mentioned, we talked Schmidt Amusements, we talked the car show, and of course Bunyan Town, but there's a cornhole tournament going on, and there's a best hamburger contest, all kinds of things happening.
Yes, the best hamburger competition. I can't wait to see who wins, because these restaurants are just talking trash. It's been so much fun to go and talk to all of them. And the burgers that they've come
right.
up with are just amazing, really creative. And, I get the meat sweats just thinking about it. I'm so excited that we're going to have a really great-looking banner that Truly Yours has done up for us
nice.
To present to the restaurant that wins that competition. And then also draw for some raffles. As people had voted, they put their name and phone number on their receipts.
Oh.
And so we're going to pick one from each pile of the participant votes to give away to the voters to thank them for going out and spending the money and participating and voting and taking the time to do that. So.
Man, that's terrific. And then also Saturday afternoon, Ron Fryer with some great music, too, in the spirit of things.
Yes, Ron Fryer is a local musician, storyteller, and he's got some really great music and fun. Funny, very witty lyrics and things about our area. So we're happy to have him there. He's awesome entertainment.
Yeah,
really laid back and great style. he's fun to have around.
Right. And he's also on Sunday afternoon at 1, and then also on Sunday. Of course, the Rotary has their Snack Shack out there, so make sure you bring your appetite out and help out a great local organization.
Yes, they're going to have, they'll be there early in the morning,
yeah.
With coffee and cider and donuts and chili and cornbread. And then later in the afternoon, the brick oven's going to come in and do some pulled pork and barbecue and things. I even heard maybe like some squash soup.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Man.
I don't have the official menu yet, but yeah, they're going to be our afternoon and come in and so that we've got some options, some things to eat. But you can wash that down with an elephant ear and some lemonade and all that good stuff.
It does sound good. And then wrapping things up on Sunday, that's when you're going to have the award ceremony. So for the burgers and then the chainsaw auction, it all happens on Sunday.
Yeah, and a pie eating contest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we wrap up the day with a pie eating contest because it's like straight up pudding pie. And there's first 48 people to register are in. That's it. Like, first come, first serve.
Okay.
You can take 48. And there's kids and adults.
All right.
And so there's a prize, a gift certificate for each that Rogers Family Food, they sponsor this and take care of all that. They're awesome. They bring us out these pudding pies, and we cut them into quarters. And there's an award for fastest, and there's an award for messiest.
Ah, there you go. So you can go either way you want to go.
Yeah. And we, like I said, we plan that for the end of the day at 3 o'clock. So, towards the end of everything going on, so that we can send your kids home all nice and covered in pudding. And
I love it. Well, we went through everything pretty quickly there, Rose. I'm sure they can find the full schedule of events. Probably best place to go is right to your website, right?
Yes, the website's got details on there. We have a really good program.
Yes,
the Good Life publishes with all amazing sponsors. Our car show sponsor, Napa Auto Parts. All of our chainsaw carver sponsors. We've got really amazing sponsors and donors. We can't do it without them. So we really appreciate that you guys check that program out and thank those local businesses that help us put this event on. We can't do it without them, the volunteers. It's a great community event.
It is. That's for sure. And it starts this afternoon, runs all the way through Sunday afternoon, right there at Fertile Field in Oscoda. And if they want more information, check out the website or give the chamber a call, right?
Sounds good, yep.
It does. Rose Fulton from the Oscoda Assemble Chamber. Hey, Rose, thanks for talking with us today, and I'll see you out there tomorrow as we broadcast from 10 till noon.
That's right. Get your coffee.
Thanks, Rose.
Thank you.